Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, we're going to continue here. Gamertag Radio Summer Game Fest coverage. There's so many games. So many games we've got to check out.
Oh, my gosh. We're eating good.
Yes, but this one is a good one because this is like one of my anticipated games of this year with sorrows. And that's Control Resonant. And shout out to Remedy, Terra Bruno PR for giving us the opportunity. Also, Annapurna for giving us access to not only interview the team, but also play the game for a very long time during Summer Game Fest. So, Ree, because of my schedule, I couldn't really play a lot. I played, I think, the first 15, 20 minutes or so, and then you took over the rest. I had to leave. Mm-hmm. But, man, what I played felt really good. It felt good. The controls is amazing. I like the things that you do in there. Very different than Alan Wake and also the original Control game. What was it that stood out to you? Is this your first time actually playing a Control game?
It's not. So I did play the first Control briefly. Very, very briefly. And got distracted by other things. But I have seen gameplay of all of the Alan Wake and Control games. So I am kind of like a closet Remedy fan, I would say. I also played Quantum Break. So like, I'm kind of throwing it back a little bit to things that aren't exactly relevant, because I do think you can come into Control Resonant fresh without any previous experience. But this is the best Remedy game I've played, I guess is the best way to say it. I will get into the details of why, but truly, this experience is a cannot miss, and it has shot to the top of my list for the year.
Yeah, I can't really say that just yet because I only played 15, 20 minutes. You can't really decide on with that amount because we were there for like, what was it, like an hour or so you were playing?
We had that much time. It didn't take me that long to get through the demo because I'm a good gamer.
Yeah, they were saying that the Remedy team saying Rihanna was the first one to complete the whole thing during the session. So congratulations, Ree.
My
professional gamer. Any sponsors, please? Esports.
I didn't even do the tutorial either. I just watched you do it. But it's super intuitive. It feels good. But again, we'll get into it in a second.
So yeah, let's talk about it. I know one of the levels that we were playing was New York City. It reminds me a lot of Alan Wake 2, that from like the dark place. But this is actually the real New York City. Because if you listen to one of the most recent episodes of Gamertag Radio, I talked to the director of this game, and he mentioned, like, this is the real thing. This is not the dark place. So we briefly talk about that. How was it your experience playing New York City? And I know later in the game, you're probably going to be walking walls and jumping and all this type of thing. So how was that experience? Because I didn't get to experience yet due to scheduling. So
and I'll briefly describe the parts of the demo. And you know, if you happen to be watching on YouTube, Danny King intercut some of the B-roll from my gameplay. But essentially, you are waking up in a cell as Dylan. You're Jesse's brother, right? So if you are not familiar, essentially there is this organization called FBC, Federal Bureau of Control, and what they basically do is kind of like a Doctor Strange job role, right? They're just trying to keep the outside stuff outside and not invade our reality. And spoiler alert, they failed. So we learned in FEC Firebreak that, you know, they were breakthroughs, stuff was coming through into our world and infecting our reality that we're used to seeing. Jesse is one of many folks who are trying to fight this. Her role in the previous Control iterations was as director, which means she was just the person in charge of making sure it all goes down. And luckily for us as players, that meant wielding a really cool weapon, the service weapon, and making it into guns and using our super telekinesis powers in order to fight the Hiss, which are the enemy soldiers that we're fighting. Jesse failed. Sorry, girl, but you did. And her picture is now on the wall alongside all the other previous directors who have met tragic ends here and there. And now we wake up in a cell as Dylan, who has been captured from a young age and is basically experimented on to see if he could become like a superpower weapon against these other outside invading forces for the FBC to use, right? So you've been in captivity pretty much your whole life. You know about your sister, you remember her, but like you haven't seen her in however long, and you've been in a coma. So you wake up, no idea what's been going on. Everything has gone to hell inside this building that's been containing you. It's called the Oldest House. And this building has all kinds of crazy artifacts that we've seen in other iterations of the game that can maybe help you connect to other parts of the reality that you're fighting against or working with. It has other places that have different weapons and different characters, like the janitor, which I haven't seen yet, which I'm really excited to see if he's here. But essentially, Jesse wakes you up through, you know, contacting you through some kind of sub-reality, and you wake up and you have some kind of a thing in your hand.
Like a metal.
Yes, like a metal rod, and that's your version of a surface weapon. That's basically, you can make it into whatever you want, and you're given three options right off the bat. So you're given the option to use either like a really quick weapon, more like a sword. You can make it into a big ass hammer, or you can make it into a whip. And this is the introduction of the customization you can put on top of your playstyle, which I absolutely adored. And there's so much difference, such a big difference between the different weapon customizations and playstyles and talents and artifacts that we'll get to in a second, to make it so that your character of Dylan plays the exact way you want to play him. So you have this weapon, but you're escaping the house, and then you make it out to New York, and it's freaking nutso. There's people floating in the air. There's enemies popping up everywhere. Like, it looks like you're in the middle of Inception, right? Like, the world has turned. And what one of the first things you hear is somebody on a police radio saying, like, hey, calling for backup. Is anybody out there? Clearly there's not. And you answer the call. So the first thing you do during this tutorial is just kind of like play around with your weapon, figure out how it plays, you know, different parries, the combos, attacks that you can do with it. You get the lay of the land a little bit of how you can traverse. And then you go find, I believe her name was Zoe. And she's an FEC officer, and she doesn't know you, which is interesting. But she can tell that you're some kind of captive and maybe dangerous. And it doesn't matter. Somebody else calls for help, so the two of you run off to go help them. So you have a bit of a companion aspect of the game for parts of the game, definitely not the whole thing, where, you know, you got some backup. You're fighting more enemies, and then you get to a point where you go back into the gap. And essentially, the gap is a place where you learn new skills. So you're going through these traversal trials where you're learning how to double jump. A later one takes you through a way how to, you know, forward dash, or like speed run, or, you know, like different aspects you can use to traverse the world and do your cool parkour. And it felt really, really good. It felt really good jumping from rooftop to rooftop and like hovering and gliding across New York. This dystopian New York, right? This distorted New York. The direction felt really clear. I knew where I was supposed to go. I didn't get lost. And when you finally arrive at a boss fight, that's where you're starting to play around with your fighting mechanics a little bit more. So the combat system as it exists right now, because obviously game's not out yet, they can tweak some of this, is you have your main weapon, right? Like, again, it's your sword, your whip, or your hammer. And then you can add different skills on top of it, different abilities or talents. And these abilities and talents are your specials, right? They're you could either pull, once you defeat the boss, which I handily did, you can pull the rocks from the ground and create a shield around you to protect you from enemy projectiles. And then if you want, you could use it to push forward and shield bash somebody. Very powerful. You can use a flame ball, like a fireball, and throw that at enemies. That's another kind of talent you could do. But there's all kinds of different things you can do to add to your kit, essentially. And you can change them on the fly in this place called the Gap. So the Gap is sort of like your save point, your rest area. You can tweak your skills. You can tweak your loadouts, add different artifacts to give you different boosts and bonuses and buffs and things like that. And it's so customizable, and it feels so intuitive that, like, again, I didn't even do the tutorial. Danny did. And then I just took over the controller, and I could immediately get it. Once I understood the boss fight, I beat it, like, again, handily. And honestly, this may be one of the few games where I might up the difficulty, which I never do, because it felt so good. The combat just is just yummy. Like, I'm running around, I'm like, depending on what weapon I have, when I had the whip, I would like whiplash an enemy and then fly over to them and then jump in the air and then ground pound a bunch of other ones and, you know, throw something over at these people. And like, it just felt really fluid. And again, the best that I have seen or played from Remedy. It's your classic sci-fi, you know, mystery plot, which is very cool to me. I love unraveling all of that. And the customization is just absolutely wonderful. Enemy design is really cool. And I, again, only saw one area. And the vastly different behaviors from the enemies. Some of them float in the air and, like, shoot lasers at you. Some of them, you know, toss little lob grenades at you. Some of them will, you know, try to ambush you from behind. They all have very different functions. And they work together really, really well, which is interesting and hard. And honestly, like the boss fight mechanics were wonderful. But I felt like I could do it. And that's, like, always the trick for me is, like, did I feel like I could do it or did it feel unfair? The answer is no. It felt super fair. I knew what was happening during the combat, even if I did fail a couple of times. And I just wanted more. I wanted more story. I wanted more combat. I wanted more of these characters. I just want to see more. And I can't say anything better about a game demo.
Yeah, I think the stuff that I've seen and also the presentation, I think this is by far, I'm going to have, like, top three, but this is one of my top favorite games that I got to see at Summer Game Fest.
And, absolutely.
One other question I was going to ask you is the gap, the part that you mentioned that you could upgrade and change your loadouts and all that stuff. Is that also a checkpoint, but also saving? Like, it will save your the things that you've done in the game before heading out to the next thing every time you use it?
Yes, it seems like it. And I don't know if there's auto saves. I'm assuming there are, you know, based on past games. And yes, that's a new starting point for you. You can elect to leave the gap at any time, and then you go back into the world and continue on in the story.
Another question is, I know when I was playing, again, it was tutorial, so the enemy is very, very easy to beat. Didn't you feel like it was getting challenging? Like, okay, it's getting a little harder. It's getting, you know, or was it, like, super easy all the way to the boss? For now,
I think, and again, this is a demo, a hands-on demo meant to be played in, you know, 30 to 40 minutes by press in under a high-pressure situation where you're under time crunch. So I got the sense that it wasn't fully populated with the amount of enemies it would normally be populated with, is the best way to say it. There was a good amount of combat before I got to the boss. And after I finished the boss, they put me in a special area that was, like, just filled with enemies to play around with different stuff, different loadouts and different things. So I think pacing is a hard question, because I think this was paced to be played at a hands-on event, but it felt really, really smooth.
Okay, cool. And also my last question, how was the music, the voice acting throughout that experience from start to the end?
The acting's fantastic, right? You feel an instant pang for Dylan, what he's been through. You can tell through his dialogue, and there are some light dialogue choices that you have when you're talking to other characters. But you can tell, like, he's frustrated but a good person. Like, he doesn't necessarily want to take his anger for what's happened to him out on everybody. He just kind of wants the world to be in a better place than it is right now, which is, you know, something I think we can all identify with. And he clearly loves his sister. And I think that is, their connection is really apparent. And then the acting between those two actors, it's very effective. Like, you get the sense that they're trying so hard to reach each other that, you know, they've been separated by all these wild, you know, crazy circumstances. And you feel the shared history that they have as, you know, children before they were impacted by all of this. And, you know, it's definitely draws you in emotionally. And again, like you just want to try to help them fix the world a little bit.
And my other question is, and this is my final one, what was your favorite loadout? Like, what was your favorite things to use for combat? You know, for me, I started and I had a heavy weapon, which is cool. It's a little bit slow for me, but it's strong. Like, if you hit an enemy with that, they'll die right away, you know? So yeah. What was your favorite loadout in this?
Yeah, and forgive me, I don't have the exact names memorized, and I did not get a chance to write them down. But I like the whip as the primary weapon, and I like the hammer as a special. Like, I feel like it's a good combination of fast, area of effect control, maybe a little bit of reach for those enemies that tend to be further away when they're throwing stuff at you or attacking you. And then you have that hammer to really, like, slam home a final blow. There's obviously takedowns as you weaken enemies, and that is really satisfying for all the weapons. But I think the whip was probably my favorite as the primary. And then the talents or abilities, I liked them all. Shield bash is really cool. Feels great. You almost feel like a Titan in Destiny with that one. And I like a good fireball. Like, you can't beat a fireball. So they're all great. And I think that finding the balance between primary, secondary, and ability is going to be the sweet spot for a lot of people. Like, do they want their main thing to be slap fast or slow? Do they want some kind of compensation to complement that as their secondary? And then what do you do as, like, your special go-to when you have that special meter filled up?
Awesome. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Game looks gorgeous. I will say there's some really beautiful visuals as always. It's very cinematic. You know, it feels like a AAA game, right? It's firing on all cylinders. The combat's great. The story's great. The acting's great. The visuals great. The enemies are great. The traversal's great. It hits on every single point at such a high level of polish. And if they can extend to the full game what they've been able to accomplish in this hands-on, it's game of the year material for me.
Yeah, and also we have to bring this up. I believe it was the PlayStation 5 Pro version that we got to play. Just bring that up because it looked beautiful
and captured on PS5 Pro.
Yep. All right, Wanda, thank you for listening. Also, Reed, thank you for your hands-on impressions. That was really cool, and hopefully we get to play the game soon in the future. Yeah. Another event, maybe a review.
We'll definitely be playing in September. I'm going to carve out some time for it in September.
Yeah, it's September is looking crazy. So, and it's good to do that right before we have our baby.
Yes, I'll be sitting with a baby sleeping on my chest playing Control.
Playing, awesome. All right, well, thank you. Make sure to listen to our past episodes here on Gamer Tag Radio. We'll be right back with more content only here on GTR. Take care.